Thanks for joining us for this episode. And before we get started, please take a moment to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you may listen to podcasts. If you want to learn more about any guest featured in this episode or access any content or resources discussed, be sure to check out the show notes in the episode description. We hope today's episode increases truth and inspires hope in the lives of your church, your business, your family, and beyond. Welcome to the Must Increase Podcast.
So yeah, maybe that's where, and again, with it being a little more fresh on your mind, because you just transitioned out of that a few months ago. I don't know. Let's speak to that a little bit, kind of those cons.
Well, I would say, so let's clarify, the pro is having the ministry director or leader right there, you know, in the same building or office space as you, so you can go and talk with them. And I enjoyed that. Did that at Lancaster, just go upstairs and talk to the leaders, did that here. So that definitely is a pro. But where it becomes a con is that door goes both ways. So they feel like they can just come down and tell you, hey, I need something by, you know, tonight. Got that a lot of times. And because you're both on the same staff, like, you don't really have any, like, leeway unless they just change your mind.
Yeah.
So that now you're kind of forced to either have an awkward conversation, telling them no, or, like, working really hard to get that done. And so I've had many, many times, sometimes it's the same person that will come to you and want a flyer or a brochure that day. And as much as you say no, the event is still happening. The teens still need the flyer. So you kind of feel like you have an obligation to get it done and get it printed sometimes since it's the last minute. And so then you got to drop everything you're doing, despite if you have a print deadline the next day, and try to get that done. And a lot of times they don't even have the whole event or idea built out yet, because they're coming to you last minute. Because a lot of times you are their, like, last thought, you know. So you end up creating something that's, like, not that good, or you're printing it in-house, cutting it on your printer, sometimes yourself if you're by yourself, like I was at Franklin Road. And it can eat at you and get frustrating. So then you have to try to figure out how to have a conversation with people.
And I will say, too, a graphic designer or media guy in general, a lot of times you're in an awkward position in terms of your, if you will, hierarchy, as far as who you answer to and whatever. See, if you're a youth pastor, for example, you're pretty well siloed in, like, that's all I do. I do youth, and that's all you do. And so therefore it's very easy for you to get in that mindset of, like, I only care about youth, and same way with kids or whatever the ministry may be. And that's kind of they're really your pastoral positions, but then you get your operational positions, and your media guy falls into that. So would, like, your finance guy and maybe your guy who takes care of your grounds and, you know, janitorial stuff. What you're doing affects pretty much everything at the church in one way or another. And so while the youth pastor is thinking very, you know, one track about his ministry, you are managing, okay, yeah, the youth pastor might need a graphic for this, you know, activity coming up, but the kids pastor also needs this, and the senior pastor, he also needs a sermon series slides to come up. And so you're in this awkward position because, you know, you have all these bosses, really. And really, when you're in-house, it's very similar to being a freelancer from that perspective. Like, you're just managing a bunch of different accounts. You're managing a bunch of different clients almost. But where it plays against you is you don't have as much liberty to say no, and
you don't have any leverage.
That's a good way of putting it. So because you know, again, whenever there is something mentally that happens when you work in the same building or on the same campus, there's something that happens kind of mentally that says, oh, they're right there, why can't they just do it? Even, I mean, literally, this Franklin Road, which I'm still a freelancer for, you did the design and I was kind of doing the video and stuff, and I still have maintained that account, they're right down the road. I mean, they're like 5 minutes away, mm-hmm. but there's something about that disconnect of like, I am off site, I'm working remotely, that they would pretty much very rarely say, oh, I need this short notice, we need this last minute, because, you know, there's just something that happens mentally for you there. And I think that can actually be definitely a positive thing,
sure, again,
about kind of outsourcing and mm-hmm. working remotely or whatnot. So all that said, if you're a graphic designer out there or a media director, you might be able to kind of resonate with that. Like, okay, yeah, it is really hard because I got all these different requests coming in from different departments and leaders at my church, you know, if you're in a larger church that has a lot of staff like that. And so, yeah, that's definitely a drawback, a con for sure. Yeah. Because like you said, the event's coming up. Right. You can't move the date. You know, Sunday is Sunday. You can't change that.
Mm-hmm. Now, like, I don't know if we want to go there. There are some things you can do with that, like mm-hmm. some solutions that you kind of, especially if you're just a designer, might be a little more challenging being the youth leader and the designer. But you could set up rules mm-hmm. that you communicate to the leaders that you're not saying, hey, I'm the authority, listen to me, but within this department, you are. Mm-hmm. And so you could set up boundaries that say, if you need something last minute, like the best I can do is going to be a more general design,
mm-hmm.
Something found on like FreePick or Igniter Media, and it's going to be in-house. And like I even came up with rules like, hey, I'll design it for you and send it to you, but you have to cut it and print it,
yeah,
right? Because, you know, I had a class I had to get to and teach, right? Mm-hmm. So, and most of the time when they're asking you last minute and you come up with those parameters, you're not being a jerk about it, but they'll listen.
Yeah.
And so you got to, you know, work with what you have and come up with some boundaries. I think that would be the takeaway with that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And that is needed in any, whether you're in-house or a contractor even. Because, I mean, I remember my early days of being a freelancer. I mean, there were, and I didn't realize this, but I didn't have a lot of boundaries and structure. And so I got taken advantage of even by, you know, people from the outside, you know, for that did hire me and outsourced to me. So those boundaries are crucial regardless. But yeah, definitely when you're in-house.
Probably because when you're in-house and you first start out, you just kind of want to like get along with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to tell anyone no. And definitely when you're a freelancer, you know, you just want to make that money.
So yeah. Yeah. Well, and that was definitely my situation because I was just starting out. I really did. I went just almost abruptly from full-time, employee, full-time freelancer. And so there is that season where you're just, hey, I'll take any job and I'm desperate.
Trying to figure it out. Yep.
And you're figuring out, you know, what works. So getting back though to talking about maybe some potential drawbacks mm-hmm. of working in-house. So yeah, there's this whole potential of someone approaches you, says, I need this tonight or I need this tomorrow. Yeah. And, you know, again, it's very hard, especially in a church context, because your services are happening every week, you know, sometimes once a week, sometimes multiple times a week. It doesn't matter. It's that's coming. And it's not like there are situations where, I mean, you could say no, but it wouldn't just make that leader look bad. It would make your church look bad, you know, because, oh, you know, we have this coming up and we don't have a graphic for it or something like that. So
yeah, usually the answer is never no. It's usually I can't get to that till X time.
Exactly. Yeah.
So,
but are there any other, you know, kind of cons you could think of?
So definitely, probably, if you know, you're a youth leader listening to this, or I don't know if there's music leaders out there that also are graphic designers.
Probably.
But you wear different hats. You know, I taught, and so did you. You taught a media class.
We forgot to mention that part. The church also has a Christian school.
A large Christian school.
When I was there, I taught half the day.
Right.
So I had half the day to teach and half the day to do all the media stuff.
Yeah.
I taught
twice a week, which mm-hmm. wasn't that bad. But, you know, you're wearing different hats. So I was a part-time teacher. And then, you know, when you're in a small church, you know, unlike Lancaster Baptist Church, where they had, like, a team to just specifically move chairs,
mm-hmm.
In a smaller church, you don't have that.
Yeah.
You don't have a blue crew.
Yeah.
So,
crew. Yeah, inside joke
especially,
there.
Especially, at Franklin Road. If a room had to be set up or teared down, or if, you know, some lawn had to be cared for or done something outside, we were the ones that had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're not going to tell your pastor no. So, like, despite your deadlines, despite the work has to get done, mm-hmm. if you're asked to help a family move that day, and all hands on deck and the staff have to go, you got to go do that. And so the challenge for me, and probably for you and anyone who's in full-time ministry, this is a ministry, so you have a heart for people. At the same time, the Sunday's coming, the event's coming, and you have deadlines, especially with print, and it can be real expensive if you send stuff last minute. So now you're struggling between how do I do the ministry part, right, that pastor wants me to do, but at the same time, I got to get these projects done. And so, you know, sometimes if you have to, I would have to go to pastor or whoever was asking me to do something and say, I can't right now.
Yeah.
I have to get this done. I can be available at this time today, or can we do this tomorrow? So learning, you know, where you can push back, that helps. But that was a struggle trying to figure that out.
Yeah. I mean, and you're right. Because like you said, if it's, unless you're, you know, this mega church, which, you know, like you're talking about Lancaster, they truly are a mega church. Yeah. Most churches are not. Even the church that we're talking about here, the second church you worked at, Franklin Road, they are a large church. But even so, they have limited resources and staffing and so forth. And so most churches that have any type of staff, it is typically a all hands on deck approach whenever you have these special things come up. So like you said, a room needs to be set up with chairs or tables.
Or a tent has to be set up.
A tent, yes. So yeah, they have this annual tent meeting where they have, and it's kind of cool. It's very unique what they do.
It's a ginormous.
It's this huge tent, but guess,
set up.
Yeah, I was going to say, guess who has to set up the tent?
All staff guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So all the staff, I have to go out there, and I remember that. So honestly, when you think about all that, all these extra things that aren't the part of really anybody's job description. And like I said, when I was working in a full-time capacity, well, I was also teaching 3 to 4 hours any given day. And so for me, it was like, by the time I got done with all of that,
exhausted.
And not just time was, if I had 15 hours in a week left to do media, that was a good week. It was easily a 40 plus hour a week job.
Yeah, can be.
And so that is going to be the normal story at most, you know, churches.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's another thing is you might think, oh yeah, we've hired Matt. He's going to be our full-time media guy, and he's going to just get it all done and it's all taken care of. Well, yes, but you also, again, and we don't fault any churches for this because it's just the nature of the beast, as they say. Whenever you need something, whenever you need we got to take this room and we got to convert it into whatever. We got to put tables up. Well, you're gonna go down the hall and you're gonna grab Matt, you're gonna grab the other guy that's working there, and you guys are gonna get together and do that. And that's gonna seem like a small thing. It's gonna take an hour, 2 hours or more out of their day. And then boom, you just took away all of that potential productivity there. So that's gonna happen. So as much as it is maybe easy for me to try to preach, don't let that happen, it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen. You know? Yep.
And so that's where I think there is a way for you to work, you know, have a full-time guy, have somebody that's there to be media and to oversee that, but also be able, and I don't want to jump ahead of myself. If there's another con or whatever that I skipped over, we can definitely dive into that. But I do believe there is a way for you to have that full-time guy to some extent, but it's a completely unconventional approach than maybe what most churches are thinking.
Are you getting into like outsourcing?
Talking about the fusion of the two.
Oh,
so
okay. Yeah.
So the idea there is, I'm still going to have a guy who's my media guy. Like I'm going to hire, but again, that's another thing is you're very likely going to hire a guy who's media and youth. Mm-hmm. I see that's a pretty common combo.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not youth and music, you're youth and media or youth media and music.
Yeah.
Or you're like church secretary slash pastor's assistant slash. Oh, and here we're going to give you a Canva account and now you're a graphic designer as well.
Yeah.
And so that approach is not necessarily bad if you are able to empower that person in the right way. And I think that's where the two come together. So for example, and this is how you and I kind of work, because again, even though you were hired to do graphics and to oversee the media, kind of explain kind of the way we work together as you still work with me as a freelancer.
So I'll first start saying, like, you know, if this is a pastor listening, like, and you have a you slash media guy or just a media guy, like, let that media guy do what they do really well, right? Whether it be print work or video work, let them do it well, and then allow them or give them the resources to outsource what they don't do well. So, for example, Luke and I, we worked together when I was full-time at Franklin Road. I was, my strength is graphics and media and social and things like that. I didn't really know anything about video. So the church we were at, or I'm at, allowed the media department to outsource our upcoming event video. So that's where Luke came in. And so Luke would come every couple months or whatnot, and I would organize all the talent, I don't know what you call them, to come in, because there were teachers and other and things like that. So I have to work with them to get them to come in at a certain time to our studio, and then Luke would come in, shoot the video, and then edit it, and then send it. Since I didn't know how to do that, the church was kind enough and had the resources. I know we're talking different size churches here, but have the resources to outsource that work. That way I didn't feel like all the pressure was on me.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, and I like what you said there about let whoever it is that you hire to fill the spot of your media director, let them do what they do best. Even if that means, let's take it to another extreme, because what you're describing is, yeah, you were hired to oversee media, but you actually had to do most of the media with the exception of these videos that I came in to help you with, and I pretty much handled. But I would say take that a step further. In the event that you hire the media slash youth slash music slash whatever guy, if that guy is passionate about working with teenagers, and I mean, if he's not passionate about teenagers and you hired him to work with youth, then why'd you hire him? You know, I mean, if he's passionate about that, then let that be where he's putting most of his energy and the actual doing, if you will, the actual like week to week, day to day there, and then go a step further and just empower him and give him the resources to hire out all of the media and design and whatever. And the way I see this kind of working as a best of both worlds scenario is, now you do have a guy who's right there in your office, who's down the hall. You can talk those creative ideas, and then he can communicate those to the person you outsource to make them happen.
Yeah, that reminds me of the church Ohana in Hawaii. It's exactly what we do. His name is Caleb Surface. He was trying to do all the media by himself, but he realized that his strength was in music. So he's a music leader there, and he really just kind of oversees the design by outsourcing it to me. And then there is a guy at his church that does photography that they actually outsource photography to him. And so where he was trying to do all the media and the music and the singles adult class by himself, now he's just kind of playing director and organizing it. So then he'll tell me about the event. And he's, like you said, he's on staff there. And his dad's a pastor, so he has a lot of insight on things. And I do the work from a freelance position. And I think that works really well.
Yeah, yeah. And I would say that if there's a pastor out there who's in the position where he can do that, you should. I mean, I think you should. As a pastor, I'm a big believer in the pastor. I mean, your main thing is the preaching. I mean, that's what you do, and that should be your focus. Maybe a little bit of counseling, whatever, if you're qualified to do that. I'm not going to dive into all the what a pastor should do, but preaching is definitely a big part of it. Preaching, teaching, preparing those weekly messages, that is huge. Yes, there's many pastors that I do work with directly because, yeah, I mean, it's pretty much just them at their church.
Right.
But I also say, hey, look, if you can hire somebody that you bring in to be your assistant, whatever it may be, whether it's, you know, like a secretary type position or just a man who's an assistant pastor, whatever, whatever it is, just get to the point to where you can at least kind of delegate that authority to them to go and work with the outsource, because then that's just going to free up your time even more. And so,
I think what we're saying is not just the finances to hire someone, but some of the authority to make the final decisions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I mean, like one of the churches I work with right now, actually, it's Brian Sams in Jacksonville, Florida, River City, and he has really, really got a. He's really a smaller church, and he'll tell you that. You know, he's a smaller church. It's just him and one other person full time, but he brought me on to help with their website and to do their graphics and some stuff. And then he, but very quickly, now I still talk to him. You know, whatever. It's not like we're completely disconnected. But as far as you know, making sure that I'm hitting the deadlines and getting their actual graphics. I mean, he's got an assistant there, Aaron, who communicates all of that to me. But at the same time, Brian, the lead pastor, is still very involved with, you know, hey, oh, I want to make sure that obviously the sermon graphics go along with my sermon and whatever. And he's kind of casting the vision, but he does
day-to-day work.
And he empowers his assistant to, you know, to basically, hey, yeah, that looks good. Give me feedback, whatever, on the designs and stuff that we're putting together. Yeah. So there's a way that it works. There's a way where the two worlds kind of come together. And so I think as we head into the next episode, we'll talk a little bit more about the pros and cons of the we're kind of starting to drift into it, but the pros and cons more of working and outsourcing to someone like us, like you or me, or you know, somebody completely different.
We are so glad you joined us for this episode, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Apple Podcast, Spotify, and wherever you may listen to podcasts. Also, we'd really appreciate it if you could leave us a 5-star review and share this podcast with your friends. You can connect with us online at mustincrease.com. And if you'd like a topic or question to be featured on a future episode, send us a text to 615-900-4461. Thanks again for joining us for this episode, and we look forward to seeing you next time as we continue to increase truth and inspire hope in the lives of others right here on the Must Increase Podcast.